Studio 360.
Jordan Peele is best known as the not-as-tall half of the brilliant comedy team Key & Peele, and he's directed his first film. It's called Get Out.
So you guys coming up from the city?
Yeah, we're just heading up for the weekend.
Can I see your license, please?
He wasn't driving.
I didn't ask who was driving. I asked to see his ID.
It's a smart critique of relations between black and white Americans.
We hired Georgina and Walter to help care for my parents. When they died, I couldn't bear to let them go.
Peele depicts some subtler aspects of race relations in a horror movie, which struck me as something that maybe has never been done before. I figured that University of Michigan professor Robin Means Coleman could provide some essential context. Her book is called Horror Noir, Blacks in American Horror Films from the 1890s to Present, and she's got her own typology.
I'm making a distinction that there are two kinds of horror films, blacks in horror films and black horror films. Blacks in horror films, these could be horror films that have black characters but that aren't about blackness specifically. There are some specific archetypes. There is the magical Negro.
My grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shiny.
There is the comic relief.
But we've never shut down the entire system before. It may not come back on at all.
Hold on to your butt.
Black horror films are quite the opposite. There's a narrative thrust about black life and culture and experiences. They are black cast films.
Horror films that star black actors but are also mostly made by black filmmakers, such as
Blackula.
Blackula, Dracula's soul brother.
Ganja and Hess.
There's no possible way for you to know this, but I'm the only colored on the block.
Hails from the Hood.
Welcome to hell!
They are not going to do an orientation first about here are black people and here's where they live and here's, you know, sort of translation of the vernacular. They are going to start with a presumption that you understand black life and culture.
And my bride to Europe on a mission to protest the slave trade. I was placed under the curse of the undead.
So they are cautionary tales for black audiences about how to be upright citizens, to improve their communities, keep drugs out of the community, fight back against police brutality, fight back against political corruption.
Of course, those movies were mostly low budget and didn't necessarily play at the Cineplex in Peoria, which Coleman says lets horror take risks in ways that other genres don't.
We don't have high expectations for horror films. We don't imagine that they're going to be Academy Award-winning films. That allows them to have conversations about things in our social and political world that we wouldn't typically have. There are no safe territories within horror. That's the point of the genre, and I think that it works well to interrogate the things in society that scare us.
Jordan Peele's new movie, with a good budget, does exactly that. Get Out is about a 26-year-old black photographer meeting his white girlfriend's nice doctor parents. But when he arrives at their house for the weekend, things get a little weird. Then, much weirder. Jordan Peele came to the studio to talk about Get Out, but we started by listening to this.
Why don't white people just leave the house when there's a ghost in the house? Very simple. It's a ghost in the house. Get the f*** out. I would have been in the house and said, oh, baby, this is beautiful. We got a chandelier hanging up here, kids outside playing. It's a beautiful neighborhood. We ain't got nothing to wear. I really love them. This is really nice. Get out. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
Yeah, that's classic. Eddie Murphy, the difference between white people and black people in a horror movie scenario.
Right.
Classic.
Was the fact that his recurring motif line is, get out! Was that an inspiration?
This movie, Get Out, was made in a lot of ways to address the lack of representation in horror movies.
Yep.
And a piece of that representation is the sort of sensibilities that a lot of, you go to a black neighborhood, watch a horror movie, you'll hear a lot of people saying, get out.
Yeah.
Get out, come on, get out the house. Come on, no. So I wanted to make a movie that sort of addressed that. And yeah. And in this movie, the lead, you know, if he doesn't make the smart decision, then at least you understand why.
Yeah. I don't know another film quite like it in all that it combines. It is this smart comedy of manners, but it's also this scary sci-fi horror thriller.
Well, like you said, we haven't seen this movie.
Right.
And one of the reasons we haven't is because, you know, race is the central theme here. And it's an entertaining horror movie. You know, you don't think of how that could work, especially because we don't nurture enough black storytellers and filmmakers.
Right. Right.
We haven't supported young artists enough to get platforms to tell this type of story with this kind of perspective. It also just, I think it strikes particularly white producers who, the vast majority of them are, of course, real touchy to do something that deals with themes of victimization of black people, villainization of white people.
Right.
I wrote the movie with, you know, the Stepford Wives in mind.
Uh-huh.
Rosemary's Baby.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, the way those movies are about gender was like a cue to me, like, you know what? You can do it about race.
Right. Exactly. Now I get it. For instance, to give listeners a sense, this character played by Bradley Whitford, who is Allison Williams' character's father, says very sincerely to your main character, this black guy, oh, no, I would have voted for Obama a third time, which, and you play the joke twice and it gets a bigger laugh the second time.
That's right. I think part of this movie is to show that even in these seemingly harmless conversations, being on the other side of them, they add up, and they add up to a clue that even in the most sort of progressive environments, we still see the world in terms of race.
Of course, I played Eddie Murphy clip for you first thing, but then you've made a movie about race.
I invited it. I invited it.
Great cast in this film. Lakeith Stanfield, whom I recognized from Atlanta, and your lead.
Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, whom I recognized from Black Mirror.
Amazing.
Right? And were you tempted at all, or was it off the table for you at the beginning to cast yourself, say, as his friend, the TSA agent?
You know, it occurred to me, but, you know, at the end of the day, all I can say is I just didn't get the role.
Your casting of the white people couldn't have been better. And so you need a liberal, middle-aged, well-to-do couple and their daughter. I would think that for these characters, Bradley Whitford and Catherine Keener and Allison Williams would, like, be number one or two on those lists.
I can't imagine the film having been, you know, cast with anyone else.
Yes.
For that subversion, I wanted, like, just exactly what you said.
Yeah.
These are actually the most ideal Caucasian in-laws this guy could
yes.
could ask for.
Yes. The less normal white people, who are all these secondary characters, as I watch them, well, they all look kind of overripe in a certain way, like they're relatives of Steve Bannon's or something. You know,
that's great.
One cannot watch this film or make this film without thinking of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Yes,
the 1967 movie.
Yeah.
This is the scene where Sidney Poitier meets his soon-to-be mother-in-law, played, of course, by Katharine Hepburn, for the first time.
So pleased to meet you.
Mrs. Drayton, I'm medically qualified, so I hope you wouldn't think it presumptuous if I say you ought to sit down before you fall down, I mean.
He thinks you're gonna faint because he's a Negro. Well, I don't think I'm going to faint. But I'll sit down anyway.
The big difference between, you know, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and Get Out in the setup is, you know, Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn are meant to be these open-minded, sort of left-leaning family. And then when he arrives there, it's – you see on their face this, oh, but not in my family
yep.
kind of situation.
Here's the comparable scene from Get Out.
So how long has this been going on, this thing? How long?
4 months.
4 months?
Mm.
5 months, actually.
She's right. I'm wrong.
Attaboy. Better get used to saying that.
Please. I'm so sorry.
That was Bradley Whitford and Catherine Keener and Allison Williams and a little tiny bit of Daniel Kaluuya.
Even the phrase, attaboy, Chris. You know, it's one of those things that even if you don't really confront what's uncomfortable there, there's something, you know, underneath it. And the feeling of isolation that one can have is in any marginalized group or really anybody who feels like an outsider or an other and vacillating between feelings of, oh, well, maybe I'm just being paranoid and
right.
this is not happening, or maybe this, I am seeing exactly what I think I'm seeing.
So there is some kinship between comedy and horror. Oh, yeah?
Totally. I think they're twins. They're the shining twins of genres. There's for my money, they both depend on a certain amount of groundedness, a certain amount of reality that something only going to be as funny as it is applied to reality,
right,
or true emotion in my book. Something's only going to be as scary as it is, feels like it exists in this real world.
So is the takeaway meant to be, oh, this interracial thing can work out? Or, hey, black people, white people are out to get you. Don't believe it when they're nice.
That part of it's all kind of meant to be in good fun.
Right.
Again, like how the way I didn't feel persecuted by Rosemary's Baby,
right,
or Stepford Wives, even though I'm a man. I think the real takeaway for me is that if you are somebody who relates to Chris's journey, you'll finally see this perspective in a film. And you'll recognize it and you'll realize, yeah, how come I've never seen this? How come I've never seen this? If you don't, if you are a stranger to this journey, well, that's the power of story, is you get to live in this other character's perspective. And that to me is just it's a very powerful thing. And I think it promotes empathy.
I agree with you.
You know, partially it's, you know, for us to see our skin in genre films, I think is important. But also, you know, the concept that the amazing Eddie Murphy clip sort of channeled, which is, you know, why don't people do what we would do? You know, the white experience could be said to be less fraught with tensions and fears and everyday racism. And so there are things that black people are going to perceive of that white people may not. You know, Night of the Living Dead, I think part of the reason Dwayne Jones' character, the black lead in that, he was so ready to operate and take charge in that story, was because, you know, he lived in Jim Crow, right, America. He's been dealing with fear and persecution and the fear that people could be coming for him at any point. And so when that crisis strikes, he's ready.
Right. So now you are an auteur. You have written and directed this very, very good movie.
Thank you.
Was it what you expected?
It was harder. Every morning I'd have this, you know, a little transcendental moment where you just breathe and meditate and go, look, I'm here. This is my dream come true. Like, don't let this pass without enjoying it. And then at night I would do the same thing, but with tears coming out of my eyes over Skype with my wife.
That's nice.
So I had this ritual of appreciating where I was.
Jordan Peele, thank you very much.
Thank you. This is great.
Get Out is in theaters now.